This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the third full day after Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden is on the cusp of claiming the White House. President Trump continues trying to cast doubt on the election's integrity. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There is no evidence any illegally cast votes are being counted or that the electoral process is unfair, but the president continues threatening legal action, saying in a campaign statement the American people deserve full transparency. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says the RNC is sending legal teams to investigate what she calls clear irregularities.
The fight is not over.
Neither is the vote count in several states.
We are going to continue to count the ballots until they're all done.
Philadelphia City Commissioner's Chair Lisa Dealey echoing Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
We will not let those debates distract us from our work.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. employers hired the fewest workers in 5 months in October, offering the clearest evidence yet that the end of the fiscal stimulus and exploding new COVID-19 cases were sapping momentum from the economic recovery. Conway G. Gittens of Reuters reports.
638,000 new jobs were created last month, according to Friday's closely watched employment report. More than 10 million jobs are yet to come back since the health crisis took a whack at the labor market earlier this year. Employers have slowed down on their hiring in recent months as extra financial stimulus from the government dried up, and with the health crisis now flaring up again. But the recovery hasn't lost all of its momentum. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9% in October from 7.9% the month before.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister on Friday said his government has carried out airstrikes against the forces of the country's well-armed Tigray region, asserting that strikes in multiple locations completely destroyed rockets and other heavy weapons and made it impossible for a retaliatory attack. Abiy Ahmed's evening announcement marked another escalation in clashes this week that experts say could slide one of Africa's most powerful and populous countries into civil war. There was no mention of casualties in what Abiy called the first ground operation against the region's government, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. He said the Air Force destroyed heavy weapons in Tigray's capital, Mekele, and in surrounding areas, alleging the TPLF, quote, has the desire to use them. There was no immediate response from the Tigray government, while the region is increasingly boxed in by movement restrictions and a six-month state of emergency imposed by the federal government. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Drug maker AstraZeneca says it's ramping up production of its coronavirus vaccine candidate with the hope of getting approval by the end of the year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
AstraZeneca's CEO says they're optimistic the vaccine they're developing with Britain's Oxford University will get clearance for use by year's end. So they're getting ready to supply hundreds of millions of doses by January. He says once they get the green light, the vials will be ready for global distribution. The head of Britain's vaccine task force says AstraZeneca's and Pfizer's vaccines are the most advanced candidates. The world's been anxiously awaiting a coronavirus vaccine to help ease some of the health and economic burdens of the rapidly spreading virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.